I don't loosen up. I mean, eye awareness. I can loosen up, meaning I'm pure relaxation. I'm not uptight, right? Awareness is not uptight, so yes, loosen up. But in other words, that's just a state that I find myself in always. I'm like the sky. So what loosens up and unwinds is the feeling of me. The idea of me. The idea of the world. All the ideas that I rely on to perpetuate. The person, the separate self. And when we come out of the shrine, the separate self may reconstellate, but perhaps a bit less separate, because we have, in the shrine, we give our experience back to its source. We let it have a bath. We let it swim in this openness. So, of course, when we come out of the shrine, Ellen, Narina, Sam, Helen, Vera, all kind of reconstellate, we're back on stage, on the stage of life. But maybe there's a bit more space, maybe presence has been allowed in, the knowledge of the presence that we are has been allowed to permeate experience a bit more. And in a way, it then becomes more joyful, more a bit lighter to play this deck of cards that we each have. You know, we don't have a choice. We do have to play. We do have a role. We do have a story. We do have a character. But now we're in the shrine, so it's like the character can let go. Enjoy the letting go. Enjoy as the thoughts surface, and you don't actually have to take the train of thinking, but you can enjoy them. You can see what they're saying as you watch them go by. And your breath, you can fully taste your breath. Each one fresh. Free. Each in-breath, each out-breath. Liberated from having to belong to a breather. It belongs to presence. To you. Not to the character. And the tension in the body, the tension in the face or in the shoulders, you can taste it fresh. Acknowledge what it takes to maintain the character. It takes a lot of tension. It takes a lot of holding in the body. So now, as you're in the shrine, you can really feel the tension of separation. That's part of undoing. That's part of letting go of the costume for a bit. The feeling of it. As you take it off, as you place it in openness. Your character includes the experience, perception of the world. In other words, don't just allow and welcome the sensations and feelings of the body and the thoughts, but also the perceptions, sound of this voice, or whatever other external sense perceptions may be. Arising. Let it all dance in openness. You're the sky, and it's as if you were giving permission to the cloud formations to do whatever they please. They can stay as a formation, but they can move. Clouds, when you know, we look up at the sky, at the clouds, they're always moving. Let the clouds of experience be seen to move at every moment, nothing fixed. Be willing. It takes courage to let go of the fixed entity. To let go of the fixed entity means to feel it, to see what it's made of, to taste, to let it caress you, to let the layers that make it up come to life. The layers that make up the separate self are often not felt because we have labeled them fear, desire, resistance. So taking off the labels always in the shrine. Feel the body more exclusively at this moment, just bringing your attention to the body. Because a lot of the hidden layers that perpetuate the fixed entity, that peg it, are feelings in the body. Feelings, localizations, me-like feelings and localizations in and as the body. An armored body, a body of memory. That's often what we experience, and then we don't go any further. So tasting the body now together, each one, our own experience of our body, but yet each one sharing the same presence. Somehow. Feel your body courageously. Allow your body courageously embrace this body as it is, moment by moment. For some of us, it will require more courage than others. The courage to really let this body be as it is, healthy, not healthy. And when I speak of the body, I also mean the emotional body, allowing this emotional body to be really as it is. Some of us sometimes feel broken. And when we come into the shrine, we let go of the label, the story, but the feeling. We don't let go of the feeling, we allow the feeling. And even the story we allow, if it needs to be allowed more fully. It's just that we're not making sense of something. We're not trying to reform the separate one. We're not trying to analyze or understand. We're just trying to love the body, love experience, love life, trust life, trust death, trust this cycle of creation. And postpone all the ideas we have about how life and death should be. So again, the body, feeling the body, feel the simplicity of this body right this moment, the weight. Feel the weight of where your body rests. Your pelvis, your legs, your arms, your hands. How does it rest? What is the nature of the meeting with the earth, with gravity? What is this so-called gravity? If I don't know about physics and laws, how does it call the body? Feel the natural surrendering of the weight and cooperate with it, because that's what you want. It's not a law of physics, gravity, it's a law of love. Surrender the body, the arms. Let the shoulders move down. Let the contact of the hands on whatever they touch penetrate. Feel the heat. Don't push. The mind will come and try very hard to do what the words are saying. So it's an art to not allow that doing, but to begin with a bit of doing, maybe, simply because you have to start somewhere. And then you try to relax the doing, just an allowing, a listening deeply to the body to see that, in fact, it does itself. Feel the legs and the pelvis, they surrender and meet the earth naturally. It's rather a relaxing of doing this surrendering and wait. I am weightless. I am the sky of presence. I don't need to hold weight. Trust it. Whatever is held may be of an emotional nature, so as you surrender the legs, the pelvis, the arms, the face, the shoulders, the throat, the heart, as you say yes to gravity, to the law of love, the feelings that are being protected by this holding can begin to surface. Feel your face, feel the mask, the tension behind the forehead, the eyes, the jaw, the mouth, the cheeks, the ears, the teeth. Just feel to begin with the amount of tension that lives there to maintain, to hold the defense, the assertion, the fear, the desire, everything that the mask, the skin of the face needs to somehow encapsulate in its substance. And then once you've really felt that, see if you can somehow place this mask in a field of aliveness and openness. I don't live behind the face, behind the mask. I live as this openness, and I can let the face come to life, relax, feel the lips touching the air, very sensual. The touch of the air on the skin of the face. The air, it's not dead. Just like gravity is not just the law of physics, the air is pure friendliness. Let it come. Touching the ears, touching inside the nostrils, inside the mouth. Let the air, the space move into the eye cavities. Warm air, and when it moves inside the eye cavities, the air becomes warm because it knows that the eyeballs appreciate the warmth. Because the eyeballs, they hold so much tension. And the brain, can you travel with your tactile sense inside the skull where the brain sits? Just listening to the brain if you can, the waves, the left side of the brain. Just go gently with your breath, with this sense of warmth, the right side of the brain. There's no right or wrong. You just go there somehow with a message of love. Feel that the brain has a weight, and that weight can surrender in the skull, downward. Again, that law that law of surrender. Feel the brain like a big sponge, heavy sponge that can drop a bit, expand a bit. All that thinkingness that feels it has to be located in a tightly held brain. Feel that no thoughts are allowed to arise in openness. No need for the brain to stay so contracted. Let them drop all the way down onto your shoulders, the right and the left side of the brain. And the eyeballs, let them drop. Let everything drop. And yet something doesn't drop, so that it's not a collapsing of the separate self in despair. That's not the dropping we're talking about. In fact, you may feel that at this moment, the despair, the dropping, the posture of the victim, of the burden. The separate self carries a burden, is the carrying of a burden. And so we feel that in our posture. You might feel it. I feel it right this moment as I speak, in my spine, in my heart. And that posture is a feeling. It needs to be welcomed. It needs to surrender again with that law of gravity. So when I was saying that something doesn't surrender, it's presence. It's the sense of presence. The sense of okayness, of beingness. And it can feel like a vertical sense in the body, a kind of sense of verticality, but not rigid, not upheld at all cost. So there can be feelings that are collapsing, surrendering, letting go, heavy, sad, scared. And then there's this other feeling, concurrent of openness, of okayness, make sure you're letting the weight of the body be surrendered. The arms, the hands, the legs, the heart, the eyelids, the jaw. And gently at the same time, just feel the verticality. Maybe push the spine a tiny bit. Push the top of the head a tiny bit towards the ceiling. The chin, how does the chin want to be? Is it the chin of assertion, the chin of affirmation, of defense? What about the back of the neck and the back of the body? Feel the back body. Lots of tension there and holding. Thick skin to protect me who lives on the inside, apparently, from the world out there. Feel the air and the space behind the back of the body, caressing the back of the body, saying, look, it's friendly out here. You can relax. Just feel the possibility of relaxing the back into the back. A back relaxing into a limitless back that is safe unconditionally. And then do the same in the front. Feel the front of the body, the front of the face, throat, chest, belly, pelvis, sexual area, the thighs, the arms, the whole front, that whole front of me, seemingly. And then feel the space in front, friendly, sweet, whatever word might help, inviting, safe. So that the front can expand into the front, into a limitless, borderless front. But don't force anything. You will feel the resistance, the habit of holding. Love the habit of holding. Don't resist it. Don't resist the resistance. Say, yes, here you are, my friend. You're welcome to be resistance, floating in openness. Surrender the weight. There's always more to surrender. What about your mouth? Can you feel the smile of the invisible heart? And could that smile of the invisible heart touch your lips, your mouth, your teeth, your tongue, your eyes? Gently, no obligation. We don't want to override the pain and suffering of this body who has worked so hard on behalf of the separate self. We need this, the pain needs to be acknowledged, meaning felt. It's like a thawing process. But you can also feel the openness, the smile. The benevolence. That understands everything at every moment. Now slowly let this body of yours move. Maybe just the torso with the head and the shoulders, a little swaying like a young tree. Very gentle, very slow. Feel that it's invisible currents that are moving this tree. And this currents, the currents are friendly and open and gentle. And they move the torso from the inside and not just from the outside. And they tell the sensation of the torso as it moves. Look, you're one liquid substance that is so connected to the openness. Let the breath move free. If there's a sound, a sigh, you let it come. And then very gently let the currents dissolve, dissipate. So the spine comes back to stillness, but let it come back to stillness slowly. And don't drive it. See how it comes back, where it comes, how it comes. I don't live in the body. I live as the openness. This body lives in me. It can take refuge in me. Slowly feel the shoulders moving up towards the ears. Like two clouds rising, weightless. Top of the head is caressing the ceiling, two shoulders hovering, weight of the legs and pelvis surrendering into gravity, hands completely relaxed. Take a nice long in-breath, and with the ex-breath, out-breath, just let go of the shoulders. Keep letting go, keep letting go. Again, shoulders move up. Don't do it. Let them move up like two clouds. Surrender the legs, the pelvis, the fingertips. Long inhale. Out breath, you drop the shoulders. Ha! And then you just let it expand. Maybe the head moves a little bit. Maybe the torso shakes a little bit. Just a little bit to say, yeah, you can go. Look what's around. Look at the space and openness that surrounds you. And one more time, the shoulders floating up. Now they know what they're doing. They're enjoying it. You don't have to do it so much. You can let it happen. Let them hover there. Meanwhile, feel the top of the head extending to the ceiling. Feel the legs melting into the earth. Feel the whole body. And after the next long in-breath, dropping the arms, dropping the shoulders, shaking a little bit. And then back to stillness, however it wants. Alive, even when the body, the physical body is not moving anymore, there's a lot of movement still. Gently a circle of the neck and the head, very gentle. Don't do it. What does that mean? You're the peace, tasting the ripple. Nowhere to go. Be the openness, don't be the body, let the body be in you. Welcome the totality of experience, not just the ripple of the head, it's connected to everything else, to the sound of this voice. Now the other way. Catch the separate mover in your net when it arises. Throw it back in the water. in your waters. And the head comes back to where it likes to come back when movement stops. Let it happen. See if the shoulders might like to liquefy a bit more and the eyeballs. Is the breath free to move? Torso turning towards the left, but it's not a torso anymore. It's a vaporous flow, slow. Catch the mover, the separate doer in your net. Before throwing it back in the water, contemplate it, let it reveal what it's made of. In a way, you don't have to throw it back. It's in the contemplating of what this doer mover is made of that it takes itself back to the waters of openness. Welcome the totality of the posture and of your experience. What's happening with the right shoulder, the right hip? The sits bones, are they fighting gravity again? Like two siblings that are so used to fighting that they just, that's all they do. Peace. The head turns towards the right. Smooth and slow. Don't do anything. Let things be done, undone rather. Delight in this body's tiny little layers. The head comes back. Liquid head. The torso moving towards the right. Touching with the hands where they rest, very alive, the texture, the temperature, the weight. Top of the head, shoulders. Now the head floats, turns effortlessly towards the left. Can I breathe? Or rather, can breath breathe? I am the breath. Can I expand? I, the bodily sensation, can I expand? I, the openness, can I rest in myself? I, the sadness, the fear, the resistance, can I be as I am? Trustingly. And touch the openness that surrounds me. The head floats back. Welcome those tiny little jerks. It's like we're ironing it out, this body, and now the torso, whole torso coming back. But don't do it. Let it come back. Where does it come back to? Let it come back to kind of nothing, to emptiness. Gently, without opening your eyes, if possible, come to standing position. Take your time, and on the way, give your body what it needs. Maybe a stretch, a wriggle, a drink. Go slowly so that you don't create any discomfort or vertigo, or it's quite a radical shift. And standing with your hips, your feet hip width apart, maybe your knees tiny bit bent, as comfortably as possible. Feel the contact of the feet with your. Where does the weight want to sit on the feet? Just explore playfully, maybe moving the weight back to begin with onto the heels, and then forward onto the toes, and then to the side, to the right side of the right foot, and to the left, etc. You know what I'm saying. And then when you explore the four corners, let the weight choose on its own how it wants to rest and root. Feel the tips of the fingertips very alive, the space between the fingers, as if you could slalom between the fingers. Palms of the hands, tops of the hands. I don't live in the body, remember that. So that this new landscape is called standing, let it express itself fully in openness, like a tree, a mountain. Feel your arms and let them move into the space in front, long, long arms, caressing the space, the air. Long fingers, long, 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 open elbows, open wrists, empty shoulders, resting the arms on the horizontal plane. Feel the whole posture. Now the right arm floats up. Like a ghost arm, long, long arm. Through the ceiling. Can I surrender the legs through into the earth? No need to hold. Space in the articulations. Palms of the hand on the right side radiating into the space. Now this switch, right arm floating down, left arm floating up. Slow, smooth, easy. Breath is free. Welcome the resistance, the heat, the tension. It's okay. Pause, welcome the posture, let it expand and radiate and sing its song. Breath is free. I am the openness.
left arm floating down slowly, letting the elbows bend so that the forearms come down a little bit and the palms are facing one another, holding a ball of energy between the palms. Torso turns towards the left. And then just reaching the ball of energy out into the space towards the left. And then torso turns towards the right. You're tracing an arc with a ball of energy. And then bringing the elbows a bit closer to the torso. Gathering the ball of energy closer. Just allow the movement now to take over. Maybe the ball of energy morphs into another shape, but the arms don't have to stay connected in this way. See what happens. The feet don't have to stay hip width apart. See what happens. You may want to step further apart. Just listening moment by moment to the movement as it unfolds, so you don't have to be the separate mover. And in this moment, movement may quicken. An energy may impose itself. Trust it. No right or wrong. A rhythm may emerge. Feel the space all around the body is friendly, alive, intelligent, and the earth under the body, and the knowing of the body itself. No need to translate. No need for a story. Just the raw intelligence of this body, earth and space and elements. Feel the breath is allowed to move through. The sounds can come. The hair and the head. Allowing the more instinctual, the free, wild layers of the body to operate upon the body, upon what the body holds. Holding of the body is the body of memory. But here we are moving with the body of freedom, the body of instinct, the body that knows something about something. Trust your legs and your pelvis, your thighs, your sexual center. Trust your hands, your fingers, your gestures, the sense of touch. The mind will not like this. For some of us, it will be overwhelmed or inhibited, so we do our best, tracing yourself back, your way back to the body if the thinking has taken precedence. Trusting more the emotions are more connected to this wilderness, to this instinctual realm of the body.
fear, anger, resistance, sadness, all those are raw energies that actually are very close to movement. They are movement that is arrested. So if you don't know, sometimes feel, you know, where am I feeling an emotion? And then you kind of let that energy of the emotion guide the movement. It's hard to put into words, so yes. And find in your own way a place for the, or a way for the movement to slow down. And maybe a gesture or a place where the hands may like to touch the body, or just see what comes. Or a posture of the body itself, just to bring this dance to a close. Trusting. The very innocence of the body when it's allowed. The innocence of touch, of gesture. Let it be a prayer, this last shape of the body. Maybe pause and then just really feel it as your prayer. And again, no need for words. And it may change, you know, let it change if there's another posture, another yes. And in your own time, bringing yourself back to seated if you haven't, and finding that neutral, I don't like that word too much, but that impersonal posture, sitting, transparent. Stillness. Just the coming and the going of breath. Feel the touch of the air through the nostrils and the movement of the abdomen with the breath. Allow the abdomen complete relaxation so it can expand with the in-breath. And contract gently with the out-breath. come very close to the breath. But follow it rather than lead it. Don't breathe. Follow the breath intimately, each one fresh. Not knowing where it will stop, how it will turn around to move into an exhale. Not knowing where, when the exhale will stop. And when the next breath comes, no breather, just this wave of breath. And welcome the layers that come up as the breather in the form of fear or grasping or pulling and pushing. Just that's what you catch in your net. You just contemplate those layers. You feel them. You see them for what they are. They're just innocent sensations, habits of holding. Very human. They will probably be there for us all our lives, but they can relax. And especially when we come to the shrine, we reconnect with the impersonal breather, the cosmic breather. Let the breath move, not just focusing on the abdomen, but let it move all the way up through the torso with the in-breath. All the way to the top of the head, and then the out-breath, it travels the other way, down through a central channel in the body. In through the perineum, the pelvis, all the way up with the in-breath to the top of the head. A pause, and then the out-breath. Flow, long, smooth. Pause. And even though we've elongated the breath, still this quality of effortlessness. Tasting the breath fully. It's not dead molecules, oxygen, CO2, it's pure miracle. And the biggest miracle is where the breath goes to and where it comes from. Feel that each breath coming straight out of presence. And each out-breath while, you know where it's going. So the breath is our teacher, because it's just at any moment we feel lost in our stuff, we can come back to the breath and see how it can show us some deep truth. Don't do anything. Just be one with this moment. With presence, I should say. Thank you.
Hello. Oh, Christina, you're here. Oh, nice to see you all. I'm going to unmute everyone. Thanks for coming and sharing. It's really nice to. Such a privilege for me.
Okay, let's see. Unmute everybody. I don't know how to do it still. I'm sorry. Ask everybody to. You can unmute yourselves. You're big people. So for the new people, just to say that during the morning, the Friday morning, we don't do a conversation. So now I know you're new, and that if there was a question, you could always email me. And Mehan, are you new, Mehan?
Yeah.
Okay, welcome.
Thank you.
And Jason? No, Jason, you've been before.
No, I'm new.
Okay, well, I hope it wasn't too out off the walls, because new people sometimes it could be a little bit strange. But anyway, if you have questions about this approach, please do email. On Tuesday evenings, we have time usually for a conversation, so you're always welcome to come to that. Anyway, thank you for coming, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ellen.
Yeah, thank you. Have a lovely
week. Thank you, Ellen.
Bye-bye. Oh. Come again. I don't want to say
goodbye. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Helen.
Bye.
Hi, Julian.
Hiya.
What were you up to while we were in the shrine?
I was there with you.
Yeah, he's in the shrine as well.
Is he? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought you were off having pizza or something.
Too early in the morning for pizza.
Yeah, it's a bit early for pizza.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye-bye. Love you. Thank you.
Bye, Femke. Oops. Bye, Darina.
Bye. Bye-bye.